Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3. The Fan. Daryl Ryder joins us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk to our Browns beat reporter after camp has officially concluded. For the Browns, their mandatory mini camp is over. Dan, I just want to make sure that we have no more updates. Did we find out what was the main food in the concession line for the players today? I know they have like side places where they can get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or whatever they want over there.
But oh, Uncrustables.
Do we know what was the main course? Because if we didn't, we're not giving everyone every ounce and drip of information we can about the Browns. So do we know what the main course was there, or can we find out later?
I mean, it's camp. So it's got to be like bug juice and gruel, right? Isn't that how that typically works?
I think so.
Not just that one.
Summer camp. I mean, you got to have bug juice at summer camp.
It's got to be high grade bug juice.
Get good food.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, good. All right, so we are up to speed on everything that happened at camp today, right? We've told everyone what's going on. Okay, good. I wanted to make sure. Let's go to the NBA now, Jeff. Shall we?
I don't think there's any question we shall.
How impressed are you with those Indiana Pacers?
I'm more impressed than I was before.
Well, okay, how much more impressed then are you because of the NBA
Finals? Not at all.
Do you think they could win?
Sure. Of course they could win.
Didn't you have, you had Oklahoma City in seven, didn't you?
Six or seven.
I think I said seven. And I had Indiana in six.
I hope the Pacers win. I like watching them play. I just do. They play the game the right way. They move the ball. They move bodies. A little more difficult against a pretty good Oklahoma City defense. And that's the only thing that I've kind of noticed here. Even last night when they had the great fourth quarter and came from behind and won the basketball game, Oklahoma's defense is really good. And it's a little bit more of a challenge, I think, for Indiana. But, boy, they've been terrific. Certainly the Oklahoma City defense giving Indiana a little tougher fight than the Cavs did, than the Knicks did. And they've still been able to win two out of the first three games. Good for them. And I think it looks like a series that's going to go six or seven.
How about that bench last night, especially in the fourth quarter for Indiana?
Benedict Mathurin?
Yeah, and how
he was really good.
If you ask me, that's the difference in the game. That, you know, Indiana's bench was able to play through the pain, maybe is the best way to put it, because they were down. I mean, they came into that fourth quarter, they were down. But I don't know that any team, they're never out of the game because of their ability to come back. And, you know, 5-6 points seems like nothing for them. I mean, they've come back from, what, 19 down before in the playoffs? And for them to be able to come back and win that fourth quarter and win the way they did, I mean, not only did the offense sing with 32 points, but the defense was stifling in the end. And that when they were down and they were coming around, when they were losing and then they came back, the pickoff on the inbounds pass, oh, my God.
T.J. McConnell. That was really cool.
How awesome was that? That was like that's the play you want to show every kid.
That was like a line drive to third base that was on you so fast, and you just put your glove up and it was there.
That is the definition of hustle, because he had come down, missed the shot, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody else got the rebound, made the shot, and he had to guard the inbounds play. And magnificent to be able to pick off the pass. Like I was like, what is going on here? That was such a great little series of events. And by the way, probably the game changer, right? That was a point in the game where it kind of pivoted towards the end.
That was just a really cool play. He had 5 steals last night. You know, see, that's, you're getting guys coming off their bench and having real impact. He did last night. Mathurin had last night. Other games, not as much, but, you know, still is scrappy and out there. And the Cavs didn't have that as much, if you're looking for a comparison there. And it's something the Cavs are going to have to think about moving forward. But the way that Indiana plays is fascinating to me, because they play an old school style of basketball. And by old school, I just mean there's no hero ball, or very little of it, and nobody's taking 25 shots. They're spreading their scoring. They're spreading their shot attempts, and they move the ball, and they move bodies. You're going up against the best defense in the NBA. You're moving the ball, moving bodies, and getting open shots. Golly, look what happens when you move the ball and you move bodies. You get good looks. As opposed to pound, 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 let me jack up a 3.
The other part of the story, not only was the bench, but was Tyrese Halliburton last night. Because there was, I must have watched like 3 or 4 stories just about the series itself. And you're sitting there and you're like, oh, this thing's 1-1. What's going to happen? Halliburton's been, how would you describe his play in the first 2? Average, like somewhere around there. And then like the people were calling him out. And yeah, but, he came back last night with 22, 11, and 9.
But see, here's the thing, though, Andy. Mm-hmm. The way they play, they don't need a guy to go get 25. They don't need a guy to go get 30. Halliburton can go play good basketball as the team's point guard and just play the game the right way. That, to me, that's one of the beauties of Indiana's style of play. All right, if you're the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson has a bad night and scores 14. You're toast. You're toast for the most part.
But he also got
Donovan Mitchell has 14. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Halliburton has 14. Well, good. He's a point guard. He passes the ball. He's supposed to do a lot of things, and he does.
But he had 17 in game 2 where they got rocked 123-107, and then people were killing him. He's got to do more. He's got to do this. Can he bounce back?
You know why people
all the headlines and 17 points? He led the team in points.
You know why people are killing him? Because they're locked into hero ball. They're not locked into team basketball.
Good point.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How does this thing play out from here?
Got me.
You think it's going to be more of the same close ball game? Or do you, after watching last night's game in the fourth quarter, even though Oklahoma City only scored limited points in the fourth quarter yesterday, I kind of feel like this thing's still going to go back down the wire. I really thought even in the fourth quarter, Oklahoma City was going to win last night. I don't know why. I just kind of felt like
you've been that way all day when we've chatted.
Yeah,
about this.
And I didn't think that Indiana was going to. It's just like at some point you're saying to yourself, was Indiana going to run out of gas here and not have any of that fourth quarter magic the way? And then boom, what'd they do? They just played great defense and they got timely scoring from different players, and they went out and they beat Oklahoma City down the stretch last night. Really, that's what they did. They beat them down the stretch. But they beat him with, and no one's going to sit here and think, oh man, it was, well, maybe some people will, but some people are going to say, oh, it was that amazing defense. But man, they only had 18 points. OKC only had 18 points. That's not going to happen again.
Why not?
An 18 point quarter for Why Oklahoma not? City? Because I expect more. And I think their fans do. And I think
Doesn't
if
matter.
You watch them enough, 18 point quarters just don't, especially in the playoffs, man, when you got to win.
Well, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah,
give Indiana credit. Indiana came out and played a better fourth quarter. They were down 5 going into the fourth. Outscored them, what, 32-18? Well done. That's how you win basketball games. Hmm. Play a little defense, shoot the ball well. Easy.
All right, what else have we noticed in this series that the Cavaliers can take out of this and say, okay, we can be a better team because we learned this here?
Oh, it's the same point I've always made. I can't stand hero ball. They didn't play it in the regular season, the Cavaliers. They spread it out a lot. They went hero ball. Before the series started with the Cavs, before the playoffs started, I said, I hope they don't revert back to having one guy take all kinds of shots, and they did. Might have been out of necessity, but all of a sudden it went back to what it was, and it didn't work. And so you're missing a guy. Doesn't mean you change your style of play. It means you continue to play the way that you won 64 games in the regular season.
I don't know if it's something specifically for the Cavs, but it's something that definitely has stood out to me. There's a home for the old school point guard, and that there's somebody out there who is playing old school point guard.
Are you talking about Halliburton?
I'm talking Halliburton.
Okay. Yeah,
and the fact that everybody's sitting there going, "Oh, Halliburton's got to step up. He's got to score more." It's like,
I'm not wrong, right? Isn't that what we heard for the last 2 days? Halliburton's got to do this. People. He's got to get a lot better. Oh my God, he's
not a superstar. He's a winning point guard,
right? Because in the playoffs, he's been like 19-10. 19 points, 10 assists. It's the old argument we heard for years and years when it came to Steve Nash, and everybody would scream at Nash all the time for not shooting enough, when in reality, the old school point guard. He was setting everybody up. He was everything, every poking, every prodding, every shooting had something behind it. It wasn't just, I got to get my 20 up because I can make, 10 of them. It's the same thing with Halliburton. And I wonder if we see more and more people like that.
Good quarterbacks in the NFL don't win games by themselves. They have to have a lot of things working. And a good point guard is the same type of deal. You have to set guys up. You have to orchestrate. You have to run the offense. Does that sound familiar? That's what we're worried about with the Browns. Who can run the offense? Halliburton runs the offense. And, man, his clutch shooting has been off the charts. He's been a delight to watch. But if you're looking for him to be Michael Jordan, well, that's not him. That's not what he does. If you're looking for him to be Donovan Mitchell, that's not what he does. He's not Jalen Brunson. He's a point guard. And he's 6'5".
That helps the cause, too.
It sure does.
I think that's my lesson out of this, is that people have said one of the flaws of this Cavalier team is that the two guards need the ball in their hands and they need to get their shots up. And that, I think, Jeff, it was you and I behind the scenes once, we're trying to sit back and figure out, is there an old school point guard left?
Yeah.
Or have they all turned into ball dominant, I got to score 20 a game? And we have an answer. There's at least one that we know of, and I'm watching them in the finals right now, and I wonder if it means we see more and more of them because we know how this is such a copycat league.
Mm-hmm.
From a Cavs perspective, if Indiana goes on to win, can you take any, I don't want to say pride, but that'll be 2 years in a row you got knocked out by if Indiana goes on to win, right? That you continue to take any learning experience and say, oh, we hit two brick walls along the way?
Nope.
No?
It does nothing for me. And just think about this. This is not about Darius Garland. Okay, it's not. Darius is a hell of a player.
Everybody wants to make it out.
But it's not about him. He's a hell of a player. He's really good. It's about the fit. Could you imagine if a guy like Halliburton was playing alongside Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley? Think about that.
I'll contemplate that. But before we do that, I've got to talk to Daryl Ryder because he's coming up next. Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, gives us a lowdown as camp concludes in Berea. What will we find out next? Only Daryl knows. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.